This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Weather's getting warmer. Ice fishermen still heading out into the water. How risky is it that people might fall through the ice with temperatures warming up?
Well, it's the temperatures being in flux the way they are. So you're getting a pretty steady thaw, and then you're getting days like today where you're going to get a very, very slight refreeze, which is going to cause people to gain confidence and think that it's okay to go out there when, in fact, it's really not. You should really try to stay off the ice. Once you see the ice starting to recede from the shoreline, that's when the ice is typically at its most vulnerable, because you're going to be dealing with varying depths as far as the ice goes, varying thickness, and it's going to be very, very, very brittle toward the shoreline. And as you get out, you're going to deal with thicker ice that, you know what, it may actually be okay to be out on, but it's not secure to the shoreline anymore, and ice is constantly shifting. Water's almost always got a current.
As far as rescues because of ice fishermen falling through the ice this year, what has that been like as far as rescues?
Well, knock on wood, we have not had a call out either in any of the harbors or in any of our districts at this point. But like I said, it's with the weather shifting the way that it is, and we're getting toward warmer weather, the ice is definitely going to become more brittle, thinner, and more vulnerable. And that's when people make judgment errors and mistakes.
You've mentioned that this may not be the time to do ice fishing. Where could fishing be safe right now?
I would not put anyone out on the ice at any point from you know, this day moving forward, just due to the fact that we had a day almost in the 70s yesterday. And like I said, with temperatures like that, the ice becomes very, very brittle.
So your best advice is for ice fishermen, wrap it up for the season and just stick to fishing from the piers.
Stick to fishing from the piers. If you're even looking at inland lakes such as Lake Chautauqua, Canisius Lake, you have open water all over the place. That's a really, really good indicator. Even if there's an area where it's iced up, that ice is going to shift. It's going to move. It's going to become very brittle and very dangerous to be on. And it can change drastically from hour to hour just being out there. And you could find yourself in a really bad situation far offshore.
And you mentioned earlier you've been fortunate not to have any calls this season. How prepared are you in the on the unfortunate event that this does happen?
So we're an underwater recovery team, so we'll be coming in, unfortunately, after the fact to recover things from say a river or a lake, pond, wherever somebody would, you know, potentially be ice fishing. A lot of times it's snowmobiles going through the ice. People think that they can, you know, open the sled up and get across the ice, and unfortunately the ice gives way and the sled goes in the water. So that would be a typical response scenario for us, is going would be coming in after the fact and doing a recovery.